Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, I know managers get paid by the W's and the L's, so it's hard maybe sometimes not to look at that record. But, Terry, you're 10-11 in the month of April, as today we start May, and yet you could really be sitting there with 15, 16 wins. There are sometimes a 10-11 record maybe is deceiving in that it's not as good as you really were. You almost feel like this club's better than what that record would indicate.
Yeah, and the important thing is your record is what it is. And we've had a road trip where I don't remember playing this many close games, and we've managed to lose the last couple series. So, you know, last night, you know, I don't like to get into the whole trip because I don't know that that's productive. I thought last night, I don't know what more you can ask. The last couple innings, I thought Uribe, I thought that ball was going 20 rows up. You know, it got cold late and it didn't carry. Kip took a gorgeous swing, and, you know, Boar just makes a really nice play. So sometimes you tip your hat a little bit to the opponent, even when you don't want to. But we did some really good things late. I think what would be more helpful, and I know the guys know it too, score early, then we don't have to live for that at the end. But sometimes that winning sometimes is hard. Doesn't mean you can't do it, but it's hard. And we're kind of going through that this last couple series here where, man, one play can make or break. You know, it's like maybe Naquin breaking back on that ball. Could he have had it? We're not going to know. You know, Lonnie getting sort of close to the ball. We just don't know.
Terry, you talked about it in spring training. You just can't afford to get buried in April. You didn't. I mean, you look at the Minnesota Twins, and this is a playoff contender. They're 9.5 games out. That's really hard to ever dig yourself out of that.
It is, and we've tried, and it's hard. You know, though, Hammy, I don't really – I mean, our record is what it is, and I believe firmly that we are going to be a good team. I like the way we're playing. I think, you know, we've not swung the bats like we're going to, but I like our intensity. I like the way we show up every day. I think we have the makings of a good bullpen. You know, you're not going to see Sean, Cody Allen have ERAs like that for the whole year. And I firmly believe that guys get to their level, and to see Cody and Shaw do that's going to be fun. You know, I think we have to be careful about not overusing them, and that's on me. Also think, you know, that we need to cut down on our strikeouts. I think we will. I think as guys heat up, I think you're going to see Lindor do more damage. You know, he's got a batting average and everything, but I think you'll see him click like he did last year and get real hot and do some damage. So, again, there's good things to come. We just sometimes early you got to fight through it, and that's what we're doing right now. We've just lost some really tough games.
And you've lost your catcher, Roberto Perez.
Roberto last night on that great play at the plate. I mean, he blocked that ball basically with his neck. And then he dove, and his you know, throwing hand came out of his glove when he's putting the tag. And I don't know if it's when the runner went by him or when he hit the ground, but there's a kind of a possibly a fracture. I'm not sure quite how they're wording it. We're going to have to DL him. He will see the hand specialist tonight back in Cleveland, Dr. Graham. He'll get an MRI tomorrow. It's probably a small chance he could literally be out a week. But you can't go without a backup catcher, so we'll get Adam Moore here. I think it's more likely, you know, that he's 2 weeks. And in fact, I shouldn't even say that because nobody really knows yet. But it was a heck of a play, and that kind of shows you out because he didn't come out of that game. And we pinch hit for him, not because of his finger, and he wanted to stay in.
Well, and you end a road trip that seems like we've been on the road for about a month. These three-city trips can be long ones. You win today, and you've had a winning road trip, and you're also trying to beat a ball club right now that's finding ways to win and probably playing above its head.
You know, Hammy, they're playing good baseball, and they're playing enthusiastic baseball. And again, that sometimes in our game, I don't want them to beat us. Shoot, I mean, my goodness, I couldn't even sleep last night. But I like what they're doing. You know, Pete McCann's done a really good job. And they, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. But and they got a really good young pitcher going today. But so do we. So we have to go out and find a way to win, use tomorrow to regroup, get our bullpen back in order, and then get back and get after Detroit.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Tribe and Phillies coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.